This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
To Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who says if you like to eat, check out the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
There's Aretha with a nice way to start this hour of the Good Day program. It's Monday, April the 1st. Spent a lot of time earlier this morning on April Fool's stuff. And honestly, I don't feel like doing it now. Am I a bad boy, Jay? Because I just kind of want to get into stuff. Because
yeah,
there are a lot of things.
That's just that nothing wrong
on.
With that.
No, okay. So I usually like to start with something nice. And because it is springtime, I'm thinking about open spaces. I'm thinking about all the things that need to be done on my farm and farms around the country. And then thinking about some of the people that live in the city that don't have access anymore to green and to fresh air and that sort of stuff. And I will just tell you, however you can do this, however you can give yourself, your family, the opportunity to physically get into nature. There are so many physical and mental health benefits that come. And Earth Day is pretty soon, right? When is Earth Day? Later on this month? I forget the exact day. I suppose I'm going to look at my calendar.
I always want to say it's like the 23rd or 28th, but I feel like that's wrong.
Well, it's somewhere toward, the end of the month. And maybe we focus. There are a lot of... The 22nd? Okay, good. So, think about what you can do. There are lots of public land trusts that take upon themselves the responsibility of protecting public land. I'm in the process of doing that now with my farm in some way, shape, or form so that we make sure that it's a farm forever. And there are so many, you know, as the pressure in suburban areas like my town of Framingham outside of Boston has become a bedroom community, even though it's a large industrial center as well, and a large, you know, TJ Maxx is headquartered here, Staples is headquartered here, Bose Corporation is headquartered here. There are some huge, Sanofi has big research facilities here. This is a sort of a meeting place because of its access to a lot of highways and the fact that it's been a pretty progressive. The first real shopping center was located here in the early 1950s. It's one of those, but we don't have any land anymore because of all of that stuff. I'm the only one who has any real open land in the whole community. And people want to come to the farm and see the animals, but they, you know, they want access and they want to wander around, and I can't let them do that because people go out in pastures and they leave the gates open and the cows are gone, and you know, so that doesn't quite work. But I'm happy to have them come, and we do little guided tours around the farm, and they can see what's going on with the animals, and that's what really turns people on, I think, as much as anything else, because we are so disconnected now from nature. And as I was thinking about Earth Day, even closer in is April the 8th, right? The eclipse and how that'll bring people. There are a lot of tourism. I will focus on this later in the week, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the people who are, in, especially in rural America, who are putting together all kinds of packages for people to come to their farms and go out and look up at the what they're going to see
here. Mm-hmm. I know there's a lot of people in the Cleveland area that have actually decided to go stay with family and rent out their houses because of so many people coming in so that people they can make some money. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the other thing that's important to keep in mind with this are the glasses or the way. I think I started talking about this last Thursday or Friday, but I'll rescore because there are big if you go to some of the drugstores and some of the chains, you go online to buy the so-called eclipse glasses. But they are, if you're going to look at this total eclipse on April 8th, you better be prepared for it. And so as we talk about the number of visitors and the amount of money being made in the Midwest especially, you have to be, I'm frustrated because people are naive about this. You need to not look at it directly because it'll burn the retinas of your eye. If you look at the path.
Why do we have to say that?
Well, because
have we not learned that yet?
Well, you would think. So I'm looking. NASA has on its website the exact path. And it looks to me, James, like it's going directly over Dallas. It comes from across the let's see, just below the Baja, it comes into Mexico, then goes up across, you can see it in Houston, but not as well as you can in Dallas, in those areas that are south of Dallas, and then you go north into the Midwest. Let me see if I can see this more clearly here. I'm trying to focus in on Arkansas, into Kentucky. And then, you know what? Ohio is probably the best place, the most, Columbus, across from Dayton, Columbus, Cincinnati, that area of northern Kentucky, right over, smack over Cleveland. I mean, it's direct in
Cleveland. April is pretty cloudy, so there is the question of that, but being closer to the lake, I believe that Cleveland is the reason why there's going to be so many people coming here is because if it is a cloudy day, Cleveland has a better chance of not being as cloudy, hopefully. Knock on wood. Where's some wood?
I'm looking at the radio station that we're on in Cape Girardeau, which was the home. Rush Limbaugh was born in Cape Girardeau. His family lived there. 39,000 people live in that area. And so the path, if you look there, that's on the lower southeast coast of Missouri. That's a dead hit there. Let's see, 35,000 people live in that town, and there are a lot of other towns. They expect 20,000 people to be in the city of Cape Girardeau for this event, on top of the 39,000 that live there. That'll be interesting to see how that was. A small, Midwestern town. Carbondale, Illinois, which is where it's going right over where my mother was born. And lived in a little town called Ashley, Illinois, near Carbondale, Mount Vernon, those places. That's a direct hit there. Let's see here. And this is, again, another small town. The hotels for miles around are all full and have been reserved for a number of weeks. Let's see here. What other towns do we have that are critical? Vincennes, Indiana is another place that you look, it's directly, it's like totality. You'll see the whole thing. It'll be an amazing experience. So,
a once-in-a-lifetime event.
Yep, for sure. Okay, the March Madness reality and what's going on with that. A fellow named Matt Matic, who's a state rep in Michigan, under fire after he claimed that the buses transporting the March Madness team from Gonzaga, were at the Detroit Metro, were loaded with illegal invaders.
Tweeted this. Full-on tweeted. Like, there's receipts.
Yeah, right.
He says, happening right now, three buses just loaded up with illegal invaders at Detroit Metro. Anyone have any idea where they're headed with their police escort? Yeah, they're heading towards the NCAA tournaments.
March Madness. So how is that all stacking up? He's getting down closer. What is it, another week of this? Of March Madness? Is it all, well, now we're
so
able
to... So for the men's... Well, for the men's bracket, we the Elite Eight is done. The Final Four is coming up this weekend or in a couple of days. No, this weekend. Mm-hmm. And then the women's bracket is finishing up with their Elite Eight bracket, and the Final Four will be coming up on Friday. So for the women's bracket, we already know NC State and South Carolina are in the Final Four, to be determined for the other game.
Right.
And for men's, it is NC State and Purdue and Alabama and UConn.
You know, this kind of reminds me, the Republicans shoot themselves in the foot. I know that the people that are far to the right think this kind of stuff is all part of the game. This fellow who is a state rep in Michigan came up with this. But then you look around at what else is going on here. Representative Bob Good, who is the leader of the House Freedom Caucus. He's the center of all of the fighting going on because he's the one who is leading the charge, even though Marjorie Taylor Greene and some others are trying to get rid of the latest Speaker of the House. Do you realize how unproductive, I don't want to use the word dangerous because I don't think that that applies here, but I get, everybody's got different points of view. I might have in earlier times in my life belonged to the House Freedom Caucus or been sympathetic with their thinking, but I've grown up and I've become more worldly and I see the picture, the big picture, and I'm not patting myself on the back and saying, oh, Doug Steffen, he knows what's going on. No, but I mean, come on with this stuff. The infighting, whatever the party's agenda is, the people who are, there's only a dozen or so of these people that are in the House, but they're so destructive because they're so noisy. And they're kind of associated with Trump. And in that way, it hurts Trump because, you've got to find a central position. And there are a lot of angry Republicans who are sick of this stuff, and they see this guy as a piranha, as a real problem so who could be the next Speaker of the House? Good God. How many times is this going to change? Three times, four times a year? What kind of organization is that? 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis.
Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Use of allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Twenty-three after the hour here on the Good Day program, Monday, the 1st of April. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. This is our social media overview. Some of the things that are trending, with names of celebrities being on the top of the list, and pretty close to the top of the list is Barbara Rush. It may be that some know who she is. Some people that are my age or younger will remember her from the 50s, the 60s, the 70s. She was what I would say the star of many melodramas, Jay. She was a leading lady in movies and television. She was in The Young Philadelphians, passed away over the weekend at the age of 97. She was in Peyton Place. And if you don't remember, if you don't know, that's one of the, that was about as big a soap opera as has ever existed on television. She also did a lot of sci-fi stuff. Anyway, she had a great life and died of old age at the age of 97. But if you look up her, many people listening is, I remember that name. So just look up Barbara Rush and you'll come to an understanding of who I'm talking about and what I'm talking about. All right, coming up next here on our celebrity focus on social media, Dana Carvey's name is also on the list. He's apologized. We'll tell you to whom and over what right after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Is that the one of the more famous alums, you know, most of the people on SNL now are forgettable. Most people don't know who's there, and they don't, you know, there are a few names like the guy who's married to Sharon, to Scarlett Johansson. What's his name? No, that's it.
Oh, Colin
What's
his Jost. Name? I remember. But yeah, that's Colin it, Jost right. and yeah, Michael yeah, yeah, Che yeah. do the Weekend Update. Yeah. I like their stuff, especially when they prank each other.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, Dana Carvey has issued an apology to Sharon Stone for a sketch that he hosted back in 1992. Does Sharon Stone even remember? They're both about the same age. And so he was talking about sketch comedy in general. And then she apparently was on with him on some show after she was in Basic Instinct. And there was a skit that was created called, it was an airport security sketch where Carvey took the role of an Indian security guard. He and a group of officers instructed Stone to remove pieces of her clothing in case she was carrying dangerous items. I mean, it was offensive, it was sexist, it was stupid, but she played along with it. You know, she was used to, I guess, taking her clothes off.
Well, she even said, because, yeah, so he has a podcast, Dana Carvey and David Spade. It's called Fly on the Wall, and they were talking with her about that offensive sketch. And he was apologizing. He was like, you know, that's something that was in 1992 where it was almost acceptable, even though it still technically was not okay at the time. It would never fly now. And she said that she actually wasn't even offended by the sketch. She thought it was humorous and that there was way more other stuff going on in her life that was more highly offensive that skit didn't do it.
Yeah. I think, you know, part of this is we're becoming so politically correct, we feel like we have to apologize for everything. Give it a rest there, boys and girls. I think that's the appropriate advice. 28 after the hour here on Good Day. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it.
If you go on our website, toploss.com, you can see we've got tons of resources on there. We've got lots of information about how the product works, how it's good for the side benefits, like the better sleep, the less joint pain, the more energy. All the science is on there. It explains it exactly how it works for that, how it's safe. It's drug-free, stimulant-free, and safe, even if you're on medications. I'm talking about your heart patients, your diabetics. You can check that out. I've personally had results with this product. I lost 40 pounds with it years ago. Now I just use it for maintenance. It's not something you have to be on forever. A lot of people ask us that. Do you have to be on it forever to keep the results? And that is no. There's not going to be rebound weight gain as soon as you get off of this product.
All right, go to toploss.com. Use the Doug Steffen code, or just Doug, actually, D-R-U-G. Make sure you get the best deal and free shipping. Check it all out at toploss.com. Are you ready for more personal experiences with Omaha Steaks? Are you ready to feel good? Are you ready for the quality, the convenience, everything you need to enjoy Omaha Steaks? Well, now it's even more enjoyable because it's their semi-annual sale. You get 50% off everything in the site. Save on mouth-watering favorites by using the code OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. Shop the sale and get these delicious flavors that you love from all of the things that are in the catalog. OmahaSteaks.com. Possibilities are endless. Flavor and value and entrees that are scrumptious. You'll love it. The semi-annual sale at Omaha Steaks. Every bite backed by their 100% unconditional guarantee. Visit OmahaSteaks.com/Doug and get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers with.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Pope Francis is calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and the release of all Israeli hostages. The Pope's renewal of the call came during Sunday's Easter Mass. The Pontiff also speaking about other world events. 7 juveniles are recovering from injuries sustained in a weekend shooting at an Indiana shopping mall. It happened Saturday night at a mall in Indianapolis. The Trump campaign looking to take in big money from Republican donors in Florida in the coming week. USA's Laura Winters reports.
Former President Trump is hoping to raise more money than President Biden did in New York at a huge upcoming fundraiser in Palm Beach on April 6th. Now, the fundraiser will be hosted by New York hedge fund billionaire John Paulson, who has been mentioned by Trump as a possible Treasury Secretary if he is elected in November.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hello?
Add us to your contact list. Save this number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. Anytime, you can be part of the conversation. So call 855-999-DOUG.
Call now.
Call us.
Famous chicken song. This is the theme, the old theme of my local program in Boston back in the 70s, and people love this. They used to call me Chicken Man. They like the chicken song. Please play the chicken song for us. Had a life of its own, if you will. Once in a while, it's not bad to resurrect some of that silly stuff. April Fools especially, although this is not about April Fools. It just is one of those silly things. Day one of the first week of the fourth month of 2024 with Doug and Jay. Here's the story of Jake McAlpin, who is really into his spring cleaning. So much so, Jay, that he accidentally threw away his daughter's stuffed dog. Uh-oh.
Isn't that sad?
Uh-oh. So a young lady's name is Charlotte. She'd washed her stuffed animal Cupcake and left it on the porch to dry. and she couldn't find it. Her father realized, whoops, uh-oh. He was cleaning up the sport, the porch, and he bagged the dog and brought it to the dump. Uh-oh. So anyway, he knew he had thrown out the cupcake, Mother Mary.
So was he just an autopilot, just grabbing anything he could and didn't even realize
right.
he grabbed
Well, you know how people, my father was like that. Just anything, throw it all away, get rid of everything. So anyway, the mother had given cupcake to her daughter Charlotte when she was 4 years old. And so she said to herself, okay, how am I going to fix this? So she posted on the town's Facebook page, wondering if somebody in the dump could go to the dump and see if they could find cupcake.
Yeah, just unlock it. Yeah.
Yeah. So one of the selectmen in town saw the post, and he sprang into action. He knew he had to help out because he had a daughter himself. You know, he would take care of something happened
well,
like that.
And his daughter had lost something that was very valuable to her, so he knows. Like,
yeah.
He knows this is an ordeal. This is a really big deal. So he wanted to step up and help.
So he pulled trash bags out of the trash compactor, and there was somebody else there working with him, and they found, this group was fully committed to finding this stuffed dog. And they did. They were waist deep into garbage.
mm-hmm.
That sounds like a bad scene from a bad movie, doesn't it, huh?
Uh-huh. And they got to the point where they were already just so dirty, had garbage all over them, they were all wet and all of this stuff. And I was like, you know what? It can't get more uncomfortable than this. We're finding that dog.
Yeah, and they
did. Finding that stuffed animal. mm-hmm.
Yep, they did. Hooray, three cheers for them. All right, let's look at what we're doing there. The United States of America is a very interesting place, probably the most interesting place on the planet in terms of population. So as we grouse about the illegals that are coming into the country, we wonder what really is our population all about. There are a lot of people who are white who feel like they're being shut out because there are so many other races, so many other ethnicities that have made it into our country. But it's always kind of been this way. We just kind of forget. But I'm, given on one hand, we have all this illegal, serious problems with illegal immigration. But the country, because of its welcoming status, I suppose, sometimes begrudgingly, is changing radically. It is not the same country in terms of population makeup that I grew up in 70 years ago. And it probably isn't even the same country you grew up in 30 years ago, Jay. It is changing literally by the day, by the month. So there are a lot of questions about race and ethnicity that were not a part of the census. But now, for whatever the reason, as people feel like that we need to have more accurate tracking, know who's Asian, who's black, who's Hispanic, that sort of stuff, who's Middle Eastern, who's North African. They're going to put all these different categories. You know, how when you fill out the census now, you're Caucasian, you're black, and I guess there's a Hispanic in there now. But this is a, there'll be a lot of questions about race and ethnicity. Why am I doing that? Race and ethnicity, lots of C's in there.
Mm-hmm.
Is this appropriate? Do we think this is necessary? Maybe that's a question that we ask on our social media. How much detail do you want in the census as to what, you know, your sex, for example? Are they going to go through all that stuff about binary and who's male, who's female? How do you declare yourself? Do we need that information? Is that important information from the point of view? There are so many programs now for so many minorities. I'm talking about money being spent, that they say they need this information in order for the right people to get the right information to help the right people. Is that good?
I think that's a great question. I think that is a great question. How much detail should actually be considered? Does it change anything depending on what sex somebody is? Does that change what the polling actually is? Or are we all just humans at, you know, down to our core?
We are all
beings.
Yep, we sure are.
We are all civilians.
And some people are not able to deal with humanity. Seven minors were shot in a mass shooting near Indianapolis in a mall there over the weekend. They don't have a suspect, as far as I can tell. One of the children is in critical condition, ages 12 to 17. Again, mm-hmm. back to the maniacal, the fact that there are, I mean, these things have gone on. Maybe my reading on this, because I think we have too many people in the country. We can't manage who's here, and more people coming in every day. They can't be managed. Is this an example
of that? We can't even manage people who are born, like born and raised
yeah.
here.
Right. Yeah. So,
manage, not control.
Yeah. Right. There's a difference. And I don't know that they've found anybody. But this situation, young people resolving conflict with firearms. How much of this are we going to have? That apparently was another member of this young group of people. I don't know why a 12-year-old is in a mall after 11:30 myself.
They were outside of it. Yeah, this happened outside.
But what are they doing at 11:30 at night? Where are their parents?
On a Saturday?
What? Yeah, 11:30 at night? 12-year-old? Uh-uh.
See, I wonder if the younger ones were siblings of the older ones.
I don't know.
It's like 15, again, 16, 17. It makes sense. But
not
yeah,
to 12, me, it
that is young. So that's yeah. that is young. The younger one, like 12, 13. But right. So I wonder what the family, if there was a family relation, if they were siblings of the older ones. But still, just absolutely devastating. And there's no identified suspect at the moment.
Nope.
And we're seeing this more and more too. Not even just children, but adults. There is some altercation where people don't know how to use their words or don't know how to agree to disagree or let their experiences coexist at the same time. And somebody just reacts and pulls out a weapon.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to do something else. All right, let's talk about something good. Now, I'm interested in whether you understand the benefits that we're selling here when it comes to Omaha Steaks and their semi-annual sale that's going on through this week. How do you feel? Have you ever gotten Omaha Steaks before? And have you ever cooked them? How do you broil them? Do you put them on the grill? Do you bake them? Do you fry them? A lot of people use different ways of not only cooking the steaks, but all foods. I have this new air dryer thing. My daughter's trying to teach me in absentia how to use. I don't think I'm using it right yet, but it's kind of fun to use. I don't put steaks and stuff, and I'd put a piece of fish in there. And do they have fish at, I think they have everything but fish, right? At Omaha Steaks, I don't think they have
chicken.
Oh, yeah,
they do. They have seafood. Mm-hmm.
They have fish, do they? Okay.
Yeah,
good.
Oh, and then in their like little appetizer section, too, they have these lobster grilled cheese thingies. It is. They're good.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Good stuff. All right. Whatever you order, you'll get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers in the deal. So you use the code Doug. Go to omahasteaks.com/Doug. And shop their semi-annual sale, 50% off everything on the site. How can you go wrong with that? So help yourself. Scrumptious stuff. Yum stuff. Good stuff. So omahasteaks.com/Doug. Help yourself to having a fabulous summer as far as what you're cooking and grilling. Now that's the benefit of going right now. You can get all that stuff at half price. omahasteaks.com/Doug. All right, so here's the story of a 94-year-old man who was killed in a hit-and-run accident outside the Cancer Treatment Center in Kansas City. He worked there. His name was William Ward. He was killed in a crash that took place in the parking garage of the University of Kansas Cancer Center. The driver in the accident was a 24-year-old nursing assistant, fled the scene, was arrested several hours after the accident. This person was also employed at the cancer center. She did not know she hit this fellow. This reminds me of an old movie that actually was on over the weekend. I saw it in the middle of the night. The story, James Wood starred in this movie about a lawyer in a hick town who was working for the most important, quote-unquote, man, the richest man in town, whose son had said he ran into a branch, but in fact he ran over somebody and killed him. and everybody was lying about it except for one girl who saw the thing. Anyway, this feels to me like the same sort of thing. And you wonder what it is. This woman who did it, I guess it is a woman, right? The nursing assistant, Kelsey Carmack. She faces felony charges for failing to stop. So did she? Is her claim that she didn't see this fellow, or what did she? This is how do you not
she,
see
she doesn't
when
even
you run
know
over
that this
somebody?
Happened? Yeah. Or did she think that she didn't see him, and then she thought she just like hit some random thing and never even looked in her rearview mirror to see what it was?
I don't know. What do you think? Under the circumstances, yeah, exactly. All right. Here's the story. For those of you who are planning on climbing Mount Everest at any point soon, you'll have to start taking your poop. You can't leave the... you have to pick up your own poop. You can't leave it on the mountain. The country that is home to Mount Everest is Nepal. They have mandated, effective immediately, a new rule. Climbers have to bring their waste down with them from the highest mountain on Earth. Problem
so
of
here's
human...
how much I don't know about this stuff. I thought you already had to do that. Like, I already thought that was a thing.
I wasn't even thinking about it. I wasn't thinking about it at all.
You haven't thought about it at all.
I hadn't thought about
well,
it at all.
Because if you're on a plane and you change a dirty diaper, you have to take that with you. You can't throw it out in the bathroom in there. And I don't know why.
Hey,
I just figured
you put it in the waste
climb...
What do you mean? You put in the waste thing next to the sink.
No, it's like a huge, like you're not allowed to do that. It's a huge issue.
Where? No, you can't put it in the toilet. Why can't you put it?
No,
does it say anywhere?
You can't.
I don't know. Where does it say you can't? I don't
know.
This I've
is a longer discussion.
Yeah. says whom? All right. Anyway, yeah, food for thought here. And good day again. It's 48 after the hour.
We're going abroad for the first time in years to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
With Progressive Snapshot, you could save on auto insurance rates by driving safely, which is great because you're rarely rewarded for just being you. Ever get rewarded for being left-handed? No. You get to use weird scissors. Your reward for being a Capricorn? Cold birthdays that conflict with the holidays. And your reward for quickly responding to every work email? More emails. But with Snapshot, even left-handed Capricorns with proper email etiquette could get rewarded for good driving. So download the Progressive app today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
A theme nobody's ever going to get, so let's get right to it. Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments on the Good Day program. You come up with some of these obscure movie themes, but they get us into good conversations, just that nobody knows what the heck they are. All right, so what's that the theme from?
That was the theme to Dino De Laurentiis produced King Kong back in 1976, which I believe was the first film in the career of Jessica Lange. Jeff Bridges also starred in that.
Right.
We've come a long way from what they did in King Kong back in 76 to what they're doing now on the big screen. As Godzilla X Kong, the Kong, the new empire, Doug, opened $80 million, the largest opening weekend of 2024.
Good God. No common taste. I'm sure you did. And?
I got to be honest with you. I had a blast. I thought it was a lot of fun. The effects were really good, but the movie had emotion. The Mini Kong was awesome, and the fight scenes
mini
were really
Kong,
good.
Mini Kong, is that like Mini Me? Who Mini Kong?
Yeah, it's like a baby Kong, and but he's nasty in the movie. He's nasty in the movie. It's not what I thought it would be, but which was what I liked. He had edge. The Mini Kong had some edge. I don't know if
there's
no Happy Meals over him.
What the heck's the matter with you? We didn't watch this stuff, and you think it's... There you go.
We only have 5 minutes. There's a lot wrong with me. We probably take a couple days.
All right, so what else in the top five this past week?
So anyway, Godzilla. X Kong, number one, $80 million. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire placed second. 65% drop in ticket sales week to week. That's pretty steep. 15.7, $73 million. 2 weeks of release. $200 million budget. Dune 2, that film's done very well, Doug. $11 million 37% drop week to week, $253 million, 5 weeks, over $600 million worldwide on a budget of $190 million. That's profitable. Kung Fu Panda 4, $10 million, $151 million in 4 weeks. That's a good number. And Immaculate, which is a horror film with Sydney Sweeney, low budget, $3.2 million, $11 million in 3 weeks of release. I think the budget on that film's like $10 million, not a lot of marketing. There's one horror film in the marketplace I'm probably going to see today called Late Night with the Devil. IFC, which is a small indie, released it. It's done $6 million in 10 days on a budget of $1 million. No marketing whatsoever. That's old school. I like that. No marketing, word of mouth, guerrilla advertising. So, good stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Let's hear of the good guys. Linda Carter says that Wonder Woman 3 will not happen without pressure from fans of Wonder Woman. So that's a
happen.
DC.
It's not going to happen. It doesn't have much pressure. It's not going to happen.
No. Okay.
Now with Gal Gadot, unfortunately, who was awesome in the first Wonder Woman. She was great. Yeah. Like, she was Christopher Reeve's Superman great in that movie. But they've gone in a different direction. They're rebranding, recasting, and it's just not going to happen with Gal Gadot. Which sort of stinks, I think, but that's just the reality of Warner Brothers and this guy James Gunn, who's taken over the property.
Yeah, well, I don't know. You look at some of the things that are obvious. I was reading an article about Tom Selleck and why he wants to not be in Blue Bloods anymore. Apparently, he's having a hard time. He fell and hurt his leg or his foot or something, and he's having a hard time walking around. Yeah, you notice the limp. When you see him, and you don't see him in many scenes where he's moving, but apparently it's that kind of stuff that just makes him want to stay in California and not do the show anymore. But the group that is on the show with him are trying to figure out ways of, keeping the thing going.
Now, the question I have, give some thought to this one. Would if they went in that direction, would it be with the blessing of Tom Selleck? Would he want
that's
that?
A good question.
Yeah, that's the interesting question. That's probably the dilemma. I'm assuming CBS would love to keep that show going.
The ratings, great in the ratings.
15 million plus every Friday. So why wouldn't they want to keep it going? And I'm assuming it would do well even without Tom Selleck. There's still enough core characters that the audience loves that show would do very well.
Yeah, and so, but how do they deal with his leaving? That probably is the big question. How do you deal with him? He's obviously healthy in other respects.
Yeah, you don't want to kill the character off.
No, that
you don't
want to
do that.
No.
Agree.
All right. So thank you, Chucka, for agreeing with me. I appreciate that very much.
I do it once in a while.
Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, let's go. But you can go back to see Kong versus whomever there and have a great day.
I always go back to the mini Kong.
Okay. Boo. 59 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.